A very good evening, Zimbabwe. We're broadcasting to you live here in Washington, but from our homes. You're listening to the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women today, this Thursday, April the 9th, 2020. Due to the coronavirus, this will be a pre-recorded show. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Yes, and today we are discussing the coronavirus, which has spread all over the world and is killing thousands of people. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
You can find us on 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave.
Yes, and as we said, we are discussing the coronavirus, noting that to date, there are 89,915 deaths worldwide because of the virus, and the infections, there's 1,502,618. That's 1,502,618, according to the Johns Hopkins University, which is keeping abreast with these statistics. And there are some hot spot countries where the virus is still spreading, whereas in Africa, we have a few cases that are going on in some other countries. It's higher than others, as we'll explain as we go on.
Yes, Standakile, we see that here in America where we are, there are some confirmed cases. We have 432,438 total deaths only here in America. And also there are some who have actually, no, sorry, we have 432,438 confirmed cases and then 14,000, nearly 15,000 deaths. And then there are also, there's some good news, that there are some people that are actually recovering from the virus as we speak here in America. We have 24,000 people, 125 who have actually recovered from the coronavirus. So we will also be looking that at home in Zimbabwe. Currently, we have 11 cases and 3 deaths. So we'll be monitoring that closely to see if anything else has come up. But as we are saying, we're actually broadcasting from home. So by the time you see this, the figures may have changed. Start.
Yebo ke kulabo abasanda kusixhuma ke lapha emsakazweni namhlanje ke sicubungula udaba lolu olokumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus lona eselisabalele emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Siyabona ukuthi sokufe abantu abazi izigidi zabantu, lengxenye yaso isigidi elizweni emhlabeni wonke, hayi labo uxolo ayisibo ababhubhileyo, ngabathole leli gcikwane, abahlaselwe yilolu gcikwane okuthiwa yi-infections ngesilungu. Kodwa-ke ababhubhileyo ngenxa yalo umkhuhlane we-coronavirus, bona-ke sebefike ku-90,000. Kodwa sezwa-ke owesilisa owayevela khonapha eMelika edolobheni le-New York esebhubha ngenxa yalo, lamhlanje sebebathathu. Kambe lokhu ngabe kusitshoni, liza kuqhubeka liqonga yini leli nani?
Aiwa, kana muri kungobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidza ipano pachirongwa. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, ndiri muno muWashington pachirongwa chedu cheWomen's Roundtable. Sekutaura kwatiri kuita pari zvino, tiri kutepfenyura tiri kudzimba, sezvo kuine dambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus. Uyezve pari zvino, chirongwa ichi tiri hachisi live, tiri kuchirekodha tozokupai munguva inotevera. Saka pari zvino tinoona kuti pasi rose pane vanhu vanosvika ivo nearly 1.5 million vanhu vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichochi checoronavirus. Tichitarisa kune avo vashaya vari kusvika ivo nearly 90,000 vashaya pasi rose. Asi kune yatingati good news zvakare iri kubuda pari zvino kuti kune vamwewo vari kuwanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi vobva vachikunda. Ava vakamira ivo pa 337,074. Asi sekutaura kwatiri kuita, mafigures aya ari kuramba achichinja nguva nenguva nekuti vanhu vanenge vachishaya nguva nenguva. Muno muAmerica pari zvino muine vanhu vanosvika ivo 432,438 nearly 433 vanhu vashaya kubva kuchirwere ichi, ayo vanhu vakawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi. Kozouya vanhu nearly 15,000 pari zvino avawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Tozotarisa zvakare vamwewo vanosvika ivo nearly 25,000 vawanikwa ivo vachikunda chirwere ichi. Munyika pari zvino muZimbabwe tinoona kuti mazwi ari kubva kubazi reutano anotaura ivo kuti pane vanhu 11 vakawanikwa vakabatwa nechirwere ichi, uyezve kusvika panguva ino patiri kutepfenyura vanhu 3 ndovawanikwa vachishaya kubva pachirwere ichi. Pane vanhu vatatu vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Sekutaura kwatiri kuita, tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba, saka munongozivawo zvinoitika kana uri kumba, foni dzinomborera zvimwe zvakadaro, saka hamukaona tiri kumbobatanidza apa nepapa, musavhunduke, ndo zviri kuitika. This is a real live broadcast. These events happen while we're at home. Saka tinotenda vese vari pachirongwa chedu pari zvino, uyezve tichange tiri kungowanikwa isu tichikurukura nevamwewo nyanzvi panyaya iyoyi yechirwere checoronavirus kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika. Star.
Yebo ke, lapha ke silo mhlonitshwa wethu wakuqala umnumzana Tifa Dube, yena ke sixhumana laye lapha se-United Kingdom. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga ukuba ngomunye wohlelo lwenu.
Yebo ke, njengoba sesitshile ukuthi lamhlanje sicubungula udaba lwe-coronavirus lolu, usuzwile sikhuluma la ngenombolo ezikhona, abantu eselibabulelele, selibahlasele, labalalo, labagulayo nje kathe sisikhuluma, lasebesilile, lasebetshonile. Ungathini ngalolu daba?
Ngibonge kakhulu lapho dadewethu, but engifisa nje ukuthi ngiqondise ebantwini bakithi ukuthi uhlupho noma i-pandemic ye-coronavirus le esikhangelane layo, abantu abayithathe very serious. Into leyo bakithi ayikhethi mhlobo, ayikhethi muntu, ayikhethi ukuthi noma ungaphi noma unga. Kodwa-ke yinto njengoba ama-figures lo wakhuluma kuliqiniso njengoba likubeka nje, ayisiko ukuthi kungumdlalo, ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi abanye baningi abanye abantu abasakuthatha ukuthi mhlawumbe inxa kukhulunywa kanje ama-figures, we are just blowing things out of proportion kuphela ukuthi kukhulunywa ngenxa yokuthi nje ngabantu abasakazayo. Kukanti lokho elikukhulumayo abantu abazama ukuthi bakulalele, bakubona ukuthi kuyinto eqakathekileyo, njalo kufanele balandele izixwayiso zonke eziyabe kukuthi zenzakala. Kunzima kakhulu esikubonayo even khonapha e-London, khonapha abantu bayatshona on daily basis, not even daily basis, every hour kukhona umuntu otshonayo.
Yes, siyezwa njalo lokuthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezitshonayo khona ngapho kwele bhilithani. Ungathi lokhu ngabe kubangelwa ukuthi iningi lazo zisebenza kwezempila kahle na?
Abaningi abatshonayo kathesi bakhona abatshonayo ngenxa yokuthi basebenza kwezempila kahle, kodwa bakhona abanye abatshonayo njalo kukuthi ama-contamination abawatholayo nje kwezinye indawo ezifana nama-public transport, kwezinye izindawo nje kunalokho ukuthi abazange bathathe ama-precautions afaneleyo. Kodwa-ke okunye njalo uhlupho lapho olukhona ukuthi igcikwane leli kwesinye isikhathi alive detected ukuthi ungayenelisa ukuthi ulibone masinyane, yiko kwenza ukuthi lisabalale kangaka. So ayisibo bonke abatshona ukuthi ngabantu abasebenza mhlawumbe ku-front line, ku-nursing noma mhlawumbe kuma-health departments kuphela, but kodwa-ke lokho okwenzakalayo kungabantu abatshonayo from abanye bakhona. Ngithathe mhlawumbe kukhona omunye umhlonitshwa otshonileyo recently, ube ngumuntu ofundisayo, ube ngumuntu ongumbalisi kodwa engasomuntu osebenza kuleyo department. Sesibone njalo labantwana abanye abancane abangasebenziyo kulokuzeni ku-front line kodwa asebetshonile njalo.
Manje nxa sesikhangela kathesi ukuthi amazwe amaningi alenhlelo lezi zokuthi abantu bahlale ezindlini ngendlela yokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwaleli gcikwane, ungathi khona singathini nxa siqhathanisa isimo sakhona ngapho lapho khona kwele-England leZimbabwe, uboningani abantu abahlezi ezindlini bathola yini ukuthi uhlelo lolu singathi luyasebenza khona ngapho abantu ngempela abahlezi ezindlini njengoba sibabona eZimbabwe bephuma bedinga impuphu lokunye?
EZimbabwe ngibona ingathi uhlupho lapho olukhona ikuthi abantu kuhlangene izinto ezimbili. Kulokuthi abantu bakhangelele lo mkhuhlane, kuwokuthi njalo abantu bakhangelane le ndlala. Okuwukuthi indlala njalo sesezabona abanye bekhuluma ukuthi kuyafana abanye bazagcina besifa endlini sebebulawa indlala bengasabulawanga yilo lelo gciwane. Kodwa-ke nxa sithi siyakhangela kwezinye indawo ngapha ofana lakubo Britain ngapha. Ngapha akulahlupho, abantu bayalalela izixwayiso njalo abantu bayazilalela sibili kakhulu, ngoba ngapha kulomehluko omkhulu kakhulu. Abantu balama-benefits amaningi abatholayo abenza aba-encourage to stay away from emsebenzini or to stay away from ama publics. Njalo kulezinto eziningi abasebenzisayo phose nxa ngathi njengegrocery uyenelisa ukuthi unga order izinto zakho online. Uthenge izinto zakho online ungazange waye esitolo. But ekhaya yonke into kufanele ukuhambe uyayifolela nxa ungazange uyifolele into yonke awusoze uyithole. Njalo lokufolela kwakhona ayisiko ukufolela lokana kule social distance. I-social distance isashota kakhulu. Ngokushota kwayo i-social distance ngibona ngathi kuzayenza ukuthi nxa igcone lingafika sibili kakhulu ekhaya abantu baza ngokuningi bazaphathwa ileli gciwane. So ekhaya izifundiso angeke ngize ngisho ukuthi azifinyelele ebantwini. Ngoba sengike ngabona izalukazi ezigugile esibili emakhaya kungasikho ngitshalo sedrobheni bayenelisa ukuthi batsho ukuthi hayi silokuza kubo Studio 7 kuyakhulunywa ngokuthi kulomkhuhlane obulala ukuthi yi-coronavirus. Kodwa ke emadrobheni lapho imfundiso efinyelela khona lula yilapho kulabantu abaningi khona. Kulabantu abaningi khona njalo kuyahlupha ngoba abantu ngokubulawa yindlala langendlela yokuthi bayenza njani ukuthi izinto lezi bazilalele. Okunye ngibona ngathi uhulumende adingakala kakhulu ukuthi into leyi esikhangelane layo angayithatha very serious. Ngoba nxa bengazange bayithatha very serious le nto lokuthi bancedise abanye abantu ukuthi bayenelise ukuthola ukuthi bengaphepha njani, kuzaqhubeka njalo lokumemetheka. Kukanti njalo thina ilizwe lethu livele lona likhangelane lo dubo olukhulu kakhulu kweze-health. Bese kusithi nxa sokufike le nto leyo kuzabe into enzima kakhulu.
Ye, kodwa abantu khona ngapho bayaphuma kakhulu kuyadinga impahla ezitolo. Njalo lokho kokuthenga emchineni ama-online shopping, ama-groceries, kuyasebenza yini?
Ye, ngapha ama-online groceries ayasebenza. Lasezitolo njalo ngapha izitolo zakhona akusonto enzima kakhulu njengasekhaya. Ngoba lapha esitolo uyangena sibili ukudla kuyabe kukhona nxa kuthi uye wathola ukuthi ufuna ukuya esitolo. Ukudla kuyabe kukhona izinto ezifana labo zinkwa, though sebelimita ukuthi uyathola ukuthi maybe isinkwa bavumele ukuthi umuntu oyedwa athenge izinkwa ezimbili, athenge izinkwa ezintathu, bathi umuntu oyedwa izinkwa ezimbili sekusiya kanjalo. Kodwa-ke ngapha njalo le social distance ezitolo phansi kulama-marks phansi abafakayo ukuthi umuntu kufanele ukuthi ume kule point, kusuka kule point usiya ku-next point. Kuyabe kuyi-one meter naleyana ukuthi abantu abafanele ukuthi basondela neduzane. Yinto abayithatha very seriously. So kodwa-ke bayaxwayisisa kakhulu abantu ukuthi abantu bengahambi ezitolo, njalo abantu bengaphumeli phandle, njalo abantu bengavumeli abantwana bayedlala phandle even lakuma-parks. Abantu bayakulalela sibili konkwana ngoba ama-results akhona sikubona kuvela sobala khona lokho.
Can you tell us briefly, Mr. Dube, if the situation in London you can say is better than what's happening at home? They are also under lockdown like the rest of Zimbabwe. What are the similarities and differences?
So in England, there is a lockdown as well here in England. But the problem is there's a massive difference between the situation in England and the situation back home. Because what we have seen here in England, people seem to be following and also yielding to whatever the precautions that they're being, you know, they're being advised by the professionals, people from the Department of Health and also from the government, that people should stay away and, you know, listen to all those advices. But back home, the problem, you know, people are facing immense problems that, you know, it's just a catastrophe. Because from food to you know, from food to bills and everything, people, you can stay. People are all what they're complaining about back home. They're saying is, even though you can stay at home, but you end up dying of hunger because there's no mealie meal, there's no any other sources. You know, for you to get mealie meal, you have to go outside and go in queue and start like screaming to other people in order for you to get something. Because if you don't go out there and queue with others, then that's going to be a problem. You won't get food, you won't get anything to eat. So at the end of the day, you've got double problems. You've got the tragedy of hunger, you've got the tragedy of the pandemic itself. So those are the problems that our fellow countrymen in Zimbabwe are facing right now. So as I've elaborated before, that you know, it's a situation whereby the government needs to intervene, honestly speaking. Because if they don't intervene, if they just say stay away, not really looking into other main factors which the people are end up facing, that becomes a calamity. Because they have to understand the financial situation of Zimbabwe. They have to understand the workload of Zimbabwe. They have to understand that Zimbabwe is a country which has always been sustaining from, you know, things coming from South Africa, things coming from Botswana. So they have to put those measures into our community. Otherwise, at the end of the day, we will have more losses of life instead of like people recovering. Some they'll die actually from hunger, not really from the pandemic itself.
Yabonge, hayi siyabonga lokho kuchoyo. Sithande njalo ukwamukela labo abasilandelayo kukhasi lethu le-Facebook. Silo Precious Khuzwayo othi eZimbabwe bazasila ngamandla kaNkulunkulu kuphela. that side is the ngalelo lizwe silochiko nyonothi linjani mahlabe zulu baba dube linjani uyakuvingelela omunye lapha lo precious khuzwayo uthi linjani zihlobo yebo ke ungathini ke ngezizalwane zawo zezimbabwe ezikwamanye amazwe ungathi ziphephile yini kulawo mazwe kumbe bezingcono zisekhaya lapho okulezahlakalo inani lezehlakalo ze-coronavirus eliphasi
eqinisweni kuhlangene kuhlangene dadewethu ngeke ngize ngithi ziphephile zisekhaya noma ziphephanga sekhaya okokuqala engingakubeka kuhle khona sonke isikhathi ukuthi abantu nxa besekhaya kuba kuhle vele ngokokuqala lokuyani ukuthi abantu nxa besekhaya kuyinto enhle leyana kodwa ke abanye bese besithi nxa kukuthi ngisekhaya kungenzeka ukuthi ngiphathwe yilo mkhuhlane nxa ngiphandle kwamanye amazwe sekungenzeka ukuthi ama-chances ama ami okuphila lokudlula emhlabeni kuyabe kuyi-50-50 kule 50% ukuthi maybe ngingaphila kule 50% ukuthi ngingatshona kodwa ke abaningi sikala ngokuthi kuba ngcono vele khona ukuthi nxa usekhaya uzizwa usendaweni engcono kakhulu njalo sibe sesithi ama-figures siyawabona but sibe sesibuza ukuthi abantu bayabuza ukuthi into enje ama-figures abasipha wona kungabe kuliqiniso lingakanani ngoba ekhaya ezimbabwe siyazi ukuthi silama-villages ama-villages angafani lalapha kubo-europe lapho kwe-Europe nxa bekhuluma nge-village bakhuluma ngendawo eyabe ifana lokuthi kusedorobheni kufana nje lokuthi mhlawumbe kusemganwini yindawo abayibiza bethi se-village but thina ezimbabwe sile ndawo okungela amafoni sile ndawo okungela kathesi engekho accessible okungafiki abantu abangafinyeleli khona uhulumende usitshela ukuthi uyenelisa yini ukuthola i-information endaweni zonke zelayo lezi ezinjalo kufana lesehlakalo esenzakale egwanda emalangeni adlulileyo ukuthi abantu kade begula becabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe imalaria noma yikuyini beyelisile yini ukuthi bayetesta laba bantu bababone ukuthi abantu laba izehlakalo lezi ezibaveleleyo ukuthi kuliqiniso yimalaria noma yi-coronavirus ngokwayo so ama-figures la esiwathola ekhaya ngibone ngathi engabe kukuthi aqondile but ngibone ngathi kungabe kukuthi kukhona lapho okusilela khona okudinga ukuthi uhulumende athumele abantu bakhe especially laba abasebenza kwezempilo bayenelise ukuthi bahambe bayebona ukuthi izinto zihamba njani ziqhubeka njani ikakhulu endaweni eziphandle emakhaya lapho kulabantu abangenelisi khona ukuthi badlulise i-information noma abantu abangela lwazi kahle lezitshengiselo ezibonakalayo ebantwini so ngibone ngathi into yakhona kuhlangene nxa zonke ngeke ngize ngithi ikukhwabithi ukuhlala egangeni ukuhlala egangeni kuhlala ngenxa yokuthi umuntu osegangeni ngumuntu ohluphekayo dadewethu but umuntu oyabe kukuthi uhleli kuhle ngumuntu oyabe sekhaya so okuyisifiso sawonke umuntu ukuthi abantu ababe sekhaya hhayi ukuthi abantu babe segangeni
yebo ke hhayi kuyezwakala siyabonga marvelous
kunawo bachangobva kuphinda muchirongwa unfortunately I couldn't hear the guest but kunawo kana manga muri kunzwa zvavari kutaura vanga vari kutaura ivo pane zviri kuitika kubritain pari zvino panyaya yechirwere checoronavirus and uyezve ini ndakawanikwa ini ndichitaura nechimwe chizvarwa chezimbabwe chiri mubritain mukomatonde rai ratisai avo vakawanikwa ivo vachishayikirwa namai vavo amai constance ratisai vanga vari mukoti imomo mubritain vachitaura kuti mama vavo vanga vane makore 68 years old uyezve vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere checoronavirus vakashaya vari kutaura ivo kuti chiri kunyanyonetsa ndechekuti pari zvino zviri kunyanyonetsa ndezvekuti pari zvino ndezvekuti havasi kukwanisa kunge vachiita urongwa hwekuti vochema mai vavo sei nekuti pari zvino sekuziva kwamunoita mutumbi wemunhu anenge ashayika achirwara nechirwere checoronavirus unobatwa masiya zvakasiyana nemunhu anenge ashayikawo nechimwe chirwere saka vari kuti ivo vakangobvumidzwa kuti vanoona mai vavo vakapfeka mahazi mataya masutu mamaski nezvimwewo zvekuzviprotekta vakanoratidzwa mutumbi asi havasati vawana mukana wekuti vawanikwe ivo vachigadzirira pari zvino kuti zvinhu zvacho zvifambe zvakanaka vawanikwe vachiradzika mai vavo asi vari kuti ivo munguva inotevera vari kutarisira kuti dzimwe dzenguva vachawanikwa vachiita kuti ivo vakwanise kunge vachipisa mutumbi wamai vavo nekuti ndo zvaidiwa namai vavo vaigara vachitaura ivo kuti kana vachinge vashaya vanoda kuitwa zvokupiswa saka ndo zvavari kutaura kuti vachatoenda kucrematorium asi havasi kuziva zvakare kuti kunobvumidzwa vanhu vangani nekuti pari zvino kune lockdown vanhu havasi kubvumidzwa kubata maoko vanhu vanongotumirawo mameseji nezvimwe ndakaita zvakare rombo rakanaka ndikataura nemumwe zvakare mudzimai ari muno muohio muno muamerica amai ava vakawanikwawo vakatobatwa nechirwere checoronavirus pari zvino uyezve tichange tiri kukupai chirongwa ichi pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai tichiitirai kuti tikwanise kunge tichiita sei titi muchinzwa. Saka mukakwanisa kuteerera nemusi wechishanu tichange tiine hurukuro yandakaita navo amai vari kuOhio imo muno muamerica vachitsanangura ivo zvavari kutarisana nazvo. Vari kutaura ivo kuti hama neshamwari dzavo dzinotouya dzichisiya chikafu panze kuitira kuti vakwanise kunge vachiwanikwa vachitora chikafu ichi vachidya. Ndiri kuona pano pafacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona makwanisa kunge muchitinyorera, uyezve pana call chikozho ari kuti in Botswana it's 28 days lockdown, 6 months state of emergency, people must know the difference. Tatendai Morris Anzam, watching you live from Cape Town. Total violation of lockdown kuma high density suburbs ku Cape Town uko. Watson Fungi Olala, I'm watching you from Mozambique. Numbers are going up every day, very fearful. Dr. Rokwari kutanzi, turi kutika. Lawson Verans, I'm watching you from Zimbabwe, I'm in Gweru. So far, so good, Tete. Mapurisa ne masoja, vari kubata basa. Sabelo Shongwe, ari kuti masistren, zviri sei. Nigikiri mbizi in your background. Ndiri kuno ku Cape Town, pa lockdown. Aiwa, ndiwo mutupo, ichokwadi. Thursday, ndima, ari kuti I'm watching you from Zimbabwe. Tiri mumba zvedu. Saka vazhinji vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakaoma pari zvino. Pana Godfrey Marijene, hanzi ini ndinonzi Godfrey Marijene, ndiri kuFree State. Lockdown iyi yati kuvadzira mudzimba nenzara, uye mashops madiki mulocation haavhurwi pakaoma. I'm just reading some messages there from Facebook, VOA Shona. Some people are saying that yes, the lockdown, some people are observing in Mozambique. Botswana, they say, has given them 28 days lockdown and then 6 months state of emergency. And some in South Africa are saying some people are actually violating the lockdown in the high-density suburbs. So one person there was saying, in fact, I read earlier on, a woman who was saying she is locked down at work. Her child is at home by itself. So she says it's very frightening, the situation right now. I don't know where you are over there, Star. How is it going so far under the lockdown?
Well, since we are on lockdown and avoiding a lot of things, I guess we are on lockdown. I wonder what's happening out there. But coming back to you, Mr. Dube, do you think the Zimbabwean government is handling this issue of coronavirus properly from what you have heard and what you have seen?
From what I've heard or from what I've seen from different platforms, especially platforms like ZBC and, you know, quite genuine platform and some other people like Zenzele Ndebele, who usually covers quite a number of areas. I think they are trying. They are trying. But unfortunately, Zimbabwe already is a country which is handicapped.
Hi, Sismazi.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa. Tipewo zita renyu uyezve kuti muri kupi.
Ini ndinoitwa Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero. Ndiri kuMadison, Wisconsin, muUSA.
Titsanangurewo kuti ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya yedambudziko iri recoronavirus. Muri kuribatawo sei?
I think dambudziko iri riri kuremera pakuti vanhu sevanhu vajaira kumuka vachimhanya mhanya. Munenge mava kungomuka muchishandira kumba. I'm one of the lucky ones who's able to work from home. And nevana tanga tajaira kungoti vana tinomuka tichitumira kuchikoro nezvakadero. Saka now taakuteka the role yekuti unenge uchishanda uri pahamba. Apa you are becoming a parent and a teacher and everything. And of course tichitumira work kudzimba and so forth. Chiri kunyanyorema, especially for me, is vana vangu ma athletes. So it's that balance iri kurema pakuti vana vanenge vachida kuramba vachive active while you can't do anything. Nasi governor vedu vekunoku kuWisconsin vaissue a ban muma state park. So that's one of the few things zvekuti vanhu tanga tichikwanisa kunge tichiita. But pari zvino zvave kunetsa nekuti vamwe havasi kuwanikwa vachiteerera mitemo yekuti itai social distance, musatambe tennis nezvakadero nezvakadero. Saka you find that the spaces are shrinking and you are going to be confined muri mudzimba nemayard menyu muchingodaro, and yet we had all this freedom. But On the other hand, we really understand this and we really appreciate. And we also appreciate Kututumiri Wemunomu, Wisconsin, Wakave, very proactive, Paku Shua, must stay at home. Zvekuti parizvino, you know, mustate medu mese, I think, vanhuvari vakabatwa COVID.
I'm not sure if our guest there dropped, but we had there Lucindo Ngwechikwe, who is just telling us what's happening in her state, where she says, it's a different situation altogether, because now she's now being a work-at-home mom, a school teacher, and also trying to balance the norms. So she was saying that their governor has also issued a ban, I think, for them not to go to parks and things like that that they were able to do before. So she actually has two kids who are very active in sports. They both do swimming. They do competitive swimming. So I wanted to just tell us, like, how are they occupying their time as kids? Over to you, Star.
That's enlightening. And coming to you, Mr. Dube, how are the lessons continuing there in the UK? Are the children also doing online learning, like what's happening in other countries?
Yes, children, especially those who are doing their higher education, they're the ones who are taking lessons, online lessons, or even those who are, you know, the slow learners are the ones also taking lessons online. But really, in most places, they are, you know, because everything is closed, and they're trying to avoid as much pressure as they can. So, because once they carry on doing some more lessons and quite a number of stuff, then that's gonna lead to people to end up wishing to go outside to look for material, or to go outside to do more things. So that's, you know, which is not the right thing to do. So actually, you know, all I can say, really, most people, what they're doing currently, you know, they are staying at home and trying to be as safe as much as they can, because they've seen the results of this pandemic. Even the president himself, he has been rushed to intensive care a couple of times. So which shows that, you know, that this is not a joke.
Yes, and looking at Zimbabweans, the reports that you are getting that there are some Zimbabweans who are succumbing to this coronavirus there in the UK, what can you say about this? Would you say the ones who are most at high risk are those who are working in the health sector, or everyone else is?
Well, at the moment, I would say it's everyone is, because it's not a matter of who is working the front line or who is not. Because you might have a child who works on the front line, then the child might get the contamination. If the quarantine procedures are not taken properly, then that could lead to another problem. But mainly, people who seem to be affected are those with things like high blood pressure or sugar diabetes, and maybe asthmatic people. They seem to get more effect. So that's the reason why the numbers seem to be trickling quite a lot between the age of 50 going upwards.
Yes. What would you say are the most vital things that people need in Zimbabwe now? We can see that some are saying that masks and gloves are expensive. They are in US dollars and they cannot afford them, because we saw that some markets have been opened so that people can go and sell stuff. What do you think they need right now, if you can compare with your country, as to how they can, what they can do to make this coronavirus not be as an epidemic?
I think in Zimbabwe, as I said, you know, Zimbabwe is a country full of challenges. For instance, if you go to the shop to buy a sanitizer in Zimbabwe, some people, they look at it as a luxury, because, you know, if you're struggling to get a 10 bond to go and buy maybe a cabbage or to buy millimeal, then where would you get the money to buy other things? But what I can say to my fellow countrymen, that, you know, they have to put life into perspective, because if you don't have life, then that means you can't do anything else tomorrow. So you have to try and take all precautions to ensure that, you know, stay away from shaking hands. And whenever you're selling those fruits, try by all means to wash your hands thoroughly, and also before touching your fruits to sell it to other people. Because if your hands are contaminated, and also to try and find, even though it's not a mask, you can We have seen some demonstrations from different nurses showing you can cut a piece of cloth, you can place it on your nose to ensure that whenever you're talking, you don't spit some saliva to other people, you don't spit saliva to whatever that you're selling. Because by so doing, that's going to endanger other people, and that's going to spread the pandemic. So I think the best way, people should try and find the best way that they can. You know, especially things like, even though I know that alcohol is banned, even if you can get things like whiskey, if you can use whiskey just to wash your hands after that, then you use whiskey as Vaseline or something like that, then that's going to help a lot. Because alcohol seems to be a very, very active disinfecting one of the chemicals. So I think that's going to help quite a number of people. But I know that, you know, people that end up saying, no, Dube said, no, we should get alcohol. I'm not saying people should go there and start drinking alcohol, but I said people should try and find things that they can use to ensure that they don't spread the disease. But washing hands is one of the most appropriate ones.
Yebo ke siyabonga siyabona ukuthi sesilo sephendukile umhlonishwa wethu omunye marvelous
ai what no kutenda ikuti madzoka manga muri kutaura panyaya yevana pari zvino vana vari kupi
sinavo kumba tinenge tichingoti kuchikoro vakati curriculum yavo ne work yavanopota vachiita I find kuti senge zvakaita mangwana Friday vanozoenda pazoom vese class yavo vese then vomboonana semastudents ipapo but every day vanotarisirwa kunge vachiverenga for a number of minutes vachiita avanoti malexia and all that stuff pamaonline vachitarisirwa kunzi vange vachiita nepe saka samai unotoona kuti watove teacher zvakare on top of your own profession
aripo here mumwanga mbouya timbonzwa musikana aripo here
can you call it
tinoona kuti venyu vana vanoita zvekuswima nezvimwewo saka muri kuzvigona sei kuti vagare panzvimbo imwe chete uyezve makanyatso here kugona kuvatsanangurira panyaya yechirwere icho checoronavirus
aiwa kutsanangura takavatsanangurisisa you'd find kuti mukuru wacho peyakanga ichatongotanga chaiko kunana November uku ichiri kuwuhan aifanira kunge achizoenda kucsw muna March akagara atoti muna November ikoko inini gore rino handisi kuenda because kune corona and so they are saka tinochigozotora dzimwe nguva tobuda tonokava bhora panze tese nokuti vanotamba soka competitively vanoswima competitively saka izvozvo tinenge zenge taakupota tichimbovati okay right now tamboita mabhuku tamboita zvinga timbonokava bhora panze topota tichidaro saka at least tiri kuona zvinenge zvichivabatsira ivowo vacho zvikuru sei mukuru wacho unoona anotombobuda ombojoga because we are still allowed to kumbojoga kana kucheka ewoo but kuti mutambe mupaki zvekubata zvimamonkey bars kana kuita zvimwe zvinhu kana kutamba tenis hazvi ndo zvinhu zvavasabvumira saka vari kuzvinzwisisa even kubuda kuti tuda kumbonotsvaga chikafu aiwo vanotiendei zvenyu mega muchitodzoka kunze ikokoko mombotanga mageziswa maoko musati mabata chinyumba
saka vari kunyatsozvinzwisisa tinoona zvakare mune chirongwa chamuri kuita kumusha nevagari vekwamutoko mungatisanangurira kuti ndechei here ichi pamusoro penyaya yecoronavirus
okay ya tine ndinoshanda nerosaria memorial trust also iye musikana wangu wamuchataura naye akatanga organization yake inonzi mtc educated girl inc maorganization maviri aya anoshandira kumaruwa so tine maprograms mamwe acho ari kushamva nekwamurehwa kwatiri kuita maawareness programs tichiprinta material because you'd find kuti information kutaurwa kwazviri kuita vanhu vari kunoku tine information yakawanda kudarika vanhu vari kumusha asi kana vainayo vari kumusha kwacho vanoningirikina haisi kunyatsosvika kumaruzevha zvinhu zvakafanana nekugeza nekuchengetedza pazviborani zvakafanana neku social distancing munozanya dzekuti nyangwe tikafirwa zviya zviya vanhu it's our culture kuti tende unobata maoko tichigara panhamo nezvakadero so nguva yatiri nei inguva yekuti tichinje zvinhu zvakawanda zvatakajaira kuita saka I find it information yakaita seiyoyo haisi kunyatsosvika kumaruzevha zvakanaka so and also nyaya yekutesta ndo imwe nyaya iri kuti netsei but isusu seRosaria Memorial Trust neMTC tiri kunyanyosimudzira nyaya yekuti social distance prevent nekuti kuzotanga kudhila nacho chirwere chacho chavepo chinonetsa
Maybe in English, if you can just tell us what programs you are having in rural Zimbabwe, even if you're based here in the United States, to try and bring awareness on COVID-19.
Yes. As Rosaria Memorial Trust and as MTC, we are working, we are bringing awareness, working with healthcare professionals in the villages and also local organizers to print materials actually that people can relate to. We are doing much of the research and we are talking about keeping the areas like where the boreholes are, how to clean them. We are actually encouraging people to even carry a cloth and a little bucket of that they can use to wash those I can't remember the name of the thing that they use.
To wash the pump
before they even get their own water and try by all means to avoid gatherings and also change their culture when they go to funerals and so forth so that you know how it is when you are in the village. You actually have to go and shake hands to the people who have lost somebody. But we are now encouraging people in the villages to just go in and say, hey, we are sorry about this loss without touching anybody. And also encouraging close family members to just be at the funeral and the rest of the, you know, village people to be kind of go away and keep that distance. The message is not quite getting to the villages. You find that there's so much activity on social media and on TVs and stuff like that, but that media is not reaching to the rural areas. So we are reaching out to women in women and girls in Mrewa, in Shamva, in Shimanimani that was hit by Cyclone Idai. So they're still trying to recover, but you find that now that there's also this virus, it becomes harder and harder. But those are the areas we're mainly operating.
Thank you very much, Star.
Yebo ke sizwa lapha komunye umhlonishwa wethu esichasisela ngemsebenzi ayenzayo. Njalo ke sesikhuluma ngezemaphandleni mnumzana Dube. Ungabe usixoxanisane labo yini abemaphandleni njalo bayakwazi yini ukuthi lukhona uhlupho lwe-coronavirus kumbe bona ngokwakhiwa ngesimo abakuso akuthelelwana lula.
Mina njengoba lisazi ukuthi mina kakhulu ngingumuntu ogxile kakhulu ezintweni ezenzakalayo kakhulu endaweni yasemathebeleland kakhulu endaweni zasemaphandleni ngoba lapho engazi khona ukuthi abantu abangafinyeleli khona izinto noma ulwazi olufaneleyo siyazama ngakho konke kusemandleni ukuthi abantu ulwazi lufinyelele to an extent yokuthi mina ngi-involved ezintweni eziningi okufana lokuthi lapho e-UK ngi-involved kwenye ukuthi ayibukalanga gathering ngiphinde njalo ngibe involved kwenye ukuthi ayi Plumtree Hospital Helping Hand ngiphinde njalo ngibe involved kwamanye ama community projects amaye ayenzakala ekhaya so ngizama ukuthi sisebenzise lawo ma platform njengakathi esinje since kusuka kuthangi si raise imali yokuthi sincedise abantu ukuthi abanye labo futhi behambise imilayezo noma behambe ama villages nama villages behambe bebatshela ukuthi sibayene sibathelela ama fuels ukuthi bahambe befundise abantu ngokuthi igciwane limi njani, abasebenza ku-health ukuthi igciwane leli limi njani, njalo behambe bekhangela bebona ukuthi bakhona yini abadinga usizo benelise. Ngoba kathesi siyazi ukuthi abantu kathesi akula muntu okwazi ukuthi akwanise ayindawo, ngoba zonke izinto zimile. I-transport akula transport, mhlawumbe asithathe njengokuthi kule ndawo esifana labo Ndolwane khona lekatshana khona ngale, kuNdolwane khona ngale umuntu nxa ethe wagula khona ngale akula ukuthi uzakwazi njani noma ukuthi uphethwe kwini noma kuyini. Kodwa-ke njalo siyazama lokuthi sibanikeze ama-phone numbers abantu ilizwe lakithi lonke, ikakhulukazi eMathabeleland, ukuthi bathole inombolo zocingo lapho abazayenelisa khona ukuthi bafone nxa kuwukuthi umuntu elezinye izinto noma ele mpawu azisolayo ukuthi mhlawumbe lapho kungabe kuyini. So siyazama ukuthi sibambisane kakhulu njalo lokusebenzisana lama-leaders asekhaya, ama-traditional leaders, ukuthi abahambise kusuka from ezinduneni, izinduna zikhangele ukuthi ziyadlulisa umlayezo kuyefika kubo senior sebhuku, kusuka kubo senior sebhuku kwehle kuze kuyefika kubo sobhuku bona ngokwabo. From osebhuku basebenzisane lama-health workers ama-villages laba bavele abahlala bekhona. So ngiphezulu kwakho konke khona lokho, ngixoxisana labo MP niyele nsuku zonke, sikhumbuzana njalo ukuthi abazame ukuthi bakufake kube yinto emqoka kakhulu njalo lokuthi bavakatshele zonke lezi ndawo babone ukuthi umlayezo uyafinyelela yini. Bengavakatshi besiyabona izinduna, but bengavakatshi besiyabona ubani, but abavakatshe babhode ilizwe lakithi bayehlangana labantu abantu abasendaweni, abantu nje abahambe emgwaqweni, babuze bona ukwenzela ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi umlayezo uyafika yini ebantwini. Kodwa-ke ama-results esiwatholayo, sithola ama-results ukuthi kukhanya ukuthi umlayezo ukhanya uyafika kakhulu, ngoba umakhulela khona ngale kule ndawo eyabathwa, abathwa labo khona ngale. Ngithemba ukuthi even ku-Facebook abantu bake babona ngisekuleta i-video esayicela ukuthi yenziwe eyabathwa, bekhuluma isitwa, bekhuluma nge-awareness ye-coronavirus, okutshengisela ukuthi sizama ukuthi singajiyi, no stone should be left unturned, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bakithi bengabulawa, ngoba ukuswela ulwazi kuyingozi kakhulu ukwedlula yonke into. Kodwa-ke nxa uye wathola ulwazi uyasizakala njalo lokuthi uthathe izinto izixwayiso eziqondileyo ezizakwenza ukuthi ungatheleli abanye abantu, noma ezizakwenza ukuthi nawe nxa ukuthi uye uthola masinyane uyenelise ukuthi ulapheke masinyane.
Yes, that sounds interesting. If you can briefly explain again in English on what you are involved in the Vukalanga Gathering, Plumtree Helping Hand, and also working with the Khoisa on the coronavirus.
What I was saying is, regarding the coronavirus awareness, I'm working with different platforms. For instance, I'm involved with Vukalanga Gathering. Vukalanga Gathering and also Plumtree Hospital Helping Hand. Plumtree Hospital Helping Hand, I think you've heard me a couple of times talking about Plumtree Hospital Helping Hand, to try and find ways of helping Plumtree Hospital to get more adequate things. As I'm speaking now, we are also raising funds to try and create an isolation place in Plumtree Hospital, to ensure that whenever there are such cases, people should be able to find help. So as I was saying, that you know, we are trying to ensure that the message is being conveyed all the way up to the deepest, you know, downstream, up to the places like, for instance, in the Khoisan area in Makulela. So as I was saying, that people have seen me sharing a video. One guy was talking in his Khoisan language, talking about the awareness of the pandemic, to ensure that no one will be left without the information. So we are trying our level best to ensure that we use all these platforms, and also to ensure that we share our knowledge and to share whatever that we know to our village heads, to all the chiefs and stuff like that, so that to ensure that they also convey the message to the last person, you know, who is right in the middle of the rural areas, because we know that Chiefs and village heads, these people, they are very, very useful as far as sharing information is concerned. So we are trying to work hand in hand with them to ensure that, you know, the problems that we are facing currently, you know, they can be easily be eliminated as long as we follow all the precautions that we are being given by professionals. So we are also raising some funds here in England via Plumtree Hospital Helping Hand, to ensure that, you know, we help people with fuel for them to travel to other remote areas, to share the information with our old women, and also telling them about the social distancing, not attending funerals in high numbers, and not to attend weddings and stuff like that. So there is quite a number of things that we are doing, but we are working tirelessly to ensure that no one will be left without information.
Yes, that's interesting. Thank you very much. Over to you, Marv.
Yes, hello, Maka.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Tell us a little bit about yourself how are you spending your time during this COVID-19 lockdown?
I'm 15. I'm in high school. I'm a sophomore. I swim and play soccer, and I have a nonprofit organization. The pandemic has canceled all sporting events. My swim season was cut short, and my soccer season has been postponed. So, and all the gyms are closed, so it's hard to go out. But I made so that I go on walks, run, work out at home to stay fit and in shape during this pandemic when I can't go to the gym and use the treadmills. I just go around the parks a lot and just try to stay active and eat healthy.
Also, I know you have an initiative that you have in Zimbabwe. How are you working with the young girls in Zimbabwe, especially during this coronavirus lockdown?
I'm just encouraging them to stay safe, like don't gather in big groups unless you have to. Well, you shouldn't really have to, but like just stay safe, wash your hands, take all necessary precautions to keep yourself healthy and other people healthy. Because the better we do that, the sooner we'll be able to come back together and continue life.
How old are you, Maka?
I'm 15.
And how did you start actually working with people in Zimbabwe? I know you've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah, it started when I was around the United Nations and found out that girls weren't going to school and getting married young. So I wanted to help in a community in Zimbabwe because I heard that there are many cases there. So I started gathering sports equipment to send that to them so they could stay in school and participate in sports. And it just grew from there.
Mm-hmm. And I know you have a younger brother. How are you coping? You guys are so used to be out there doing your sports. How
yeah. It's good. It first took a little getting used to, like, spending a lot more time with your family than you're used to, because with, like, swimming, school, and work, we spend time, but we don't spend time. So this pandemic has brought us all closer together.
Thank you so much, Maka. Apo tukunzwa kubva kune chizvarwa cheZimbabwe. Chiri kuWisconsin, Makanaka Chikoira ari kutaura iye pamusoro pechirongwa chaanacho ari kubatsira iye vana pasi pesangano rake raakatanga iye ari kubatsira vana kuti vasawanikwe ivo vachirodzwa vachiri vana vadiki achivapa mbatya dzekutambisa masports akadai sesoka nezvimwewo. Saka ari kuti panguva ino yeCOVID-19 ari kutaura nevana vekunzvimbo yaanoshanda navari kwaMutoko pasi pememorial trust iri ikoko kwaMutoko yavari kushanda nayo vachiita kuti vana ava vakwanise kunge vachizivawo kuti vageze maoko uyezve vasabate kuzvibhorani zvanga zvekutaurwa namamwe wake nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka ndamubvunza ndikati panguva ino yelockdown zviri sei tichiona kuti nguva dzakawanda unogara uri panze uchiita masports nezvimwe. Wakati ndinombobuda panze ndombokika bhora kana kumhanya, asi ndiri kuedza kuti ndiyananise ini nebrother yangu. So Maka, just I think to round off, I think we have lost Maka, but literally there, she's back. Just to round off, tell us a little bit. So what exactly, like now that you're not at school, how are you doing your schoolwork?
We converted to online school. It actually started this week. We're all getting our assignments online, and we have one weekly assignment per class, and there's also extra credit opportunities so you can keep your grades up and participate more and, like, participate more.
Okay. Thank you so much, Maka, for having spent your time here with us.
You're one of our youngest guests,
by the way, so super proud of you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thank you so much. Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, Maka ari iye kuWisconsin. Ndandati kuna mamwe wake regai timbotaura nemusikana wechidiki tinzwewo kuti ivo vari kuzvifambisa sei kwavari ikoko. Saka ndiye watanga tiri kutaura naye iye zvinezvi. Avo ndi mama vake Sisi Lucy, vanga vari kutaura nesu vachitaura ivo zvirongwa zvavari kuita kwaMutoko. Asta.
Yes, interesting indeed. And Mr. Dube, you mentioned something interesting about working with the Khoisan tribe. Would you say they have the awareness of the coronavirus and Who's doing the interpretation, since we know they speak a different language?
Yes, that's one of the, I think most people, they kept on asking me that question. But one thing that I've realized that there are some Khoisan people who can speak English, especially the ones who are in Botswana. So what I did is we managed to track some of the guys, some of the Khoisan guys who are in Botswana, you know, took them to Makulela village, whereby we managed to, you know, to gather a crowd, but gathering a crowd also with the social distance, you know, practicing social distance. So the guy managed to narrate from English to Khoisan, from Khoisan to English. So he's quite an educated guy, because professionally he's a teacher. So which was something I'll try maybe one day, if it's possible. Maybe you can interview, if I can get hold of him again, maybe you can also try and interview him here on Studio 7. He can speak both in English and in Khoisan, and also he can speak in Kalanga as well. So, which is something which is, he's a very handy and a useful guy that we can actually relate to, especially as far as the Khoisan language is concerned. So, but it was a milestone. It was something wonderful, because it's something which I've always honored. You know, because I know that the Khoisan people, they're very secretive people who don't want, you know, they don't want really to expose themselves to the public, because they think sometimes that they will, you know, they are losing a lot, or they will get contamination or something like that. So they try to stay away from the rest of the crowd. But anyway, I was really, really, it was really great, because when we went there, when we sent them there, we managed to get a massive speaker, put it on top of the car. To make all the announcements, so everyone was coming out from nowhere. So you say, "Wow, this is great! This is wonderful." Unfortunately, I'm looking for that. If this pandemic is over, I will still go there again, try and gather them again. But you know, still having the social distance to try and understand them more, because we've got a lot of things that we need the Khoisan people to be involved. For instance, we've recently applied for Radio Bukalanga license. So we will need them to be part of Radio Bukalanga. We'll need them to have more programs in Radio Bukalanga, even also in ZBC. I've also spoken to some guys who are managers in ZBC, to ensure that they also involve these Khoisan people. Because most they used to say no, because we don't understand their language. So how will we communicate to them? But for me to track this guy and find him, it was a massive breakthrough.
Yes, that's interesting. And also their language, because it's also in the constitution, so they should be part
absolutely
of the conversation.
Absolutely, that's true.
Yes,
absolutely.
But did you manage to reach all those in all their communities, or just Plumtree? There are some in Cholocho, right?
There are some in Cholocho. We are still organizing again. I was still talking to the mayor of Cholocho to ensure that maybe we can organize something there as well in Cholocho. Because actually, the Khoisan people now, they are left in a belt which starts from Cholocho in areas like Kaunajena, coming to Damgaria, coming to Mabongani, all the way to Botswana, in, you know, to different sides of Botswana, like in Maung and the western side of Botswana. So, because I'm very good geographically in that area, because it's an area that I've worked a lot. I've done community projects in those areas. So that's why I know that, you know, at least if I also, I'm also trying to ensure that, you know, even the leaders, the tribal leaders in the areas, I'm also trying to involve them. But for now, there was a language barrier. But now, because we've broken that, this guy can talk to now, so that is very handy and very helpful.
Okay, yeah, interesting indeed. Marvelous, over to you.
Talk chinga mizai zvakare tanga tichimbota ora namaka panapa.
That's good.
Saka muti tsananguro mamwe mabasa amuri kubata nyanya kumamisha pamamuri kutaura pakuti isangano ripi uyezve makandanzwa achitaura iye kuti ane chirongo chake chaari kuita munogona kutsananguro ndechei.
Okay, Makaitin says Rambo Taura Akatanga organization yake. It is just about a year old. Akatanga last year, Nana January. Mainly Neza Kanga Zimu Chunguruza. Even actually before she started the organization, Anga Akishanda Aripaspe Rosaria Memorial Trust. And Nya Uri Avakasana Nayan Jazza Roads Okura Navadik. And as an athlete, anga achimuva zvakanyanya because atanga masports inini anondibatsira to stay fit kugara ndiri focused nekumanage time learning to deal with failure and all that stuff. So basically her time is occupied. Zvamanzi vachitaura kuti as a family now the other thing that I've learned to do is to stay as a family, but we stay together but not really together. So mm-hmm. I think to keep her busy ikoko, it is something that she thought kuti akazvishare nevamwe vezera rake vari kumaruwa kumamisha zvinovabatsirawo kuti it will occupy their time. Vanenge vasina time yekuti vanenge vasina zvavari kuita, saka zvinogona kurejusawo kurorwa kwevana vadiki. So akatanga achidonata masports equipment, achitenga masoka because she's a soccer player and as Zimbabweans soccer has always been a male sport. So I want soccer kuti iende kuma rural areas. I know yaveko apo nepapo mumatowns. So that's how she started buying my soccer equipment and sending kuna kushamva kukwamurewa and tichishanda nemamwe organization akaita sana Gwen. So akazvita kumakore akati oh, and for her birthdays akati ini zvekuita my birthday party I don't really like anything. So I'm going to do, instead of me getting gifts, I'm going to buy sanitary ware for vasikana ndichivapa is my birthday presents from me to them. So she has been donating that kune maorganization nekune vamwe vasikana vari mumareserve akasiyana. Which led to the formation of organization yake inonzi MTC Educate a Girl Inc. Iripo pa website. Saka azodaro manje in this akanga grower from just being sports, I think this came as a result cyclone yakaitika last year kuchimanimani. Aona kune maorphans akawanda and so forth. Akati aiwa inindo pavasikana ndochitora nherera. Akangotanga ne5 chaidzo. Ndotora nherera from my allowance ndoita sei ndovabhadharira chikoro kuitira kuti vasagare kumba vaendewo kuchikoro nevamwe. So she bought my uniforms, my school fees, and so forth. And now this year the number grew. And also, akashanda ne organization muno Wisconsin, inonzi Wisconsin Women's Soccer Advisory Council. Vakakwanisa ku raise ma soccer staff akawanda. Atachifungidzira kuti pamwe tichagona kutumira kumucha next week or so. About three barrels. About three barrels to go and give us kana vari kumareserve kuti imomo mune masoka balls, mune masoka uniform, mune masoka shoes and so forth, nema books, nema underwear anenge ari kutumira.
Okay, yeah, I think mboye nemanje yadyanana. Saka maybe if you can just give us a roundup of what you are seeing there in terms of the coronavirus itself, how different do you think you're observing it here in America than in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, I think here there's more awareness and the policies, they are really being enforced because you find that if the governor issues a directive to stay at home, it is really enforced. Kumusha, we are not seeing that enforcement. With the people in Chimanimani that we're talking about, we've been working with the healthcare officials there, and they are saying people are not really social distancing. And one of the issues that they were raising is it is the issue of food, because there is no food security. People are living hand to mouth. They basically cannot afford to stay at home. They have to go and look for something to eat, which really makes it hard to really enforce the stay at home.
Okay, time is not on our side. Unfortunately, like Makan's soccer playing, we don't have any overtime star.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Angikwazi kumbe sisukile emsakazweni mnumzana Dube besizathi nje usichiye lamazwi amalutshwana. Kodwa hayi ngibona ngani sehambile mnumzana Dube. Would like to thank Tifa Dube. Hayi ukhona mnumzana Dube, sinike lakho elokugcina. Umzuzu owodwa nje.
Mina engakugcina ngakho mina ukuthi abalaleli abazama ukuthi izixwayiso abazitholayo abaziphiwayo ngama professionals ukuthi abazilandele bakithi lingalindi ukuthi lize likubone mhlawumbe ulahlekelwa isihlobo sakho noma ulahlekelwa ngumntana wakho for you to take this thing seriously.
Siyabonga kakhulu. That's a very good advice. Siyabonga kakhulu umnumzana Tifadube labo bonke kade besixhasile kulolu uhlelo lwethu. Oliver Lelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
Would like to thank our guest there, Ms. Lucille Ndongwe Chikore, and her daughter, Maka Chikore, and the work that they are doing out there in the rural areas, and also our guests who joined us. And, you know, for you to everybody, stay safe. Please, please, please stay safe. Your last word, I think time is not on our side, so I'll just have to say, please join us again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei, apo pantende ramberi chitaura nyayo yeye chirwele che coronavirus. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.